The best produce of the summer, beans, berries, peaches, and tomatoes, are still in season, but they won't stick around for much longer. This week for Last Chance Foods, we're talking about canning, one of the best ways to preserve all those fruits and vegetables for the coming fall and winter. Here to tell us more is Chef Kelly Geary. She started the company Sweet Deliverance, which prepares and delivers food from community-supported agriculture shares. She also teaches a canning class at Brooklyn Kitchen Labs. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Honestly, canning seems like an awful lot of work, especially when I can just go to the farmer's market and buy freshly canned peaches or fresh tomato sauce. Why go to all the trouble?
Well, it definitely is a little bit of work, but I think once you get started in it, it's not as much work as you might think. And it's also being able to do something with all of your friends. And it could also be, if you do have a CSA share, being able to do something with all your leftover turnips or all your zillions of strawberries that you have.
Now, I have to ask a very New York question. How large of a kitchen does one need in order to successfully can?
I mean, I have a really small, I guess it's probably a 30 or 31 inch stove with the little guy with the four burners in my kitchen, and I do just fine. As long as you can fit a big lobster pot and maybe one other pot, you can can a good amount.
Now, one pot is for cooking down the fruit or vegetable, the other pot for sterilizing, right?
Right.
Tell me about sterilizing. That seems to be the key. Nobody wants to poison themselves, right?
Right. So you need to sterilize your jars for about 10 or 15 minutes in boiling water. The easiest way to start out is just put all of your jars in a pot of boiling water and leave it going while you're getting everything else ready. Then you don't have to worry about it anymore. And the other important part is to make sure that you are cleaning the rim of the jar really well and that your lids are nice and hot. That's going to ensure a good seal. And then also the amount of space that you leave between the top of your jam or pickle and the top of the jar. Those are the most important things.
And what's important about that space and how much space do I need?
Well, for jams and things of that texture, it's a quarter of an inch. And for pickles, it's a half an inch. And that is the space that's going to create the vacuum when it goes from hot to cool. So that little bit of oxygen is going to be enough to have a vacuum form.
Now, when I was growing up, my next door neighbor used to can. She used to make jams. And there was always a little thin layer of wax that was on the top as a seal. Do you do that?
No. I don't think the USDA doesn't recommend that people use that method anymore. So I use the two-piece lid method with the like ball or Kerr mason jars.
And do you need to purchase a lot of fruit or a lot of vegetables? I guess you would in order for it to be economical, right?
Yeah, well,
and worth the effort.
You'd be surprised how many pint jars of jam you could get out of like two armloads of berries that you get at the farmer's market. Or if you pull, you know, your friend's berries together from their CSA shares, you can get a good amount of jam.
How long does something keep once it's canned?
That depends on what you put inside it. The more sugar you add to your jam, the longer it's going to keep, and the less sugar, the faster it'll turn. So like the jams that we make, I use low sugar recipes or sometimes just honey, and so they only last for 2 or 3 weeks maybe at most, as opposed to like Smucker's, which is full of sugar, and that's the kind of jam where you come back a year later and it's still all right.
That's right, yeah. What are you canning right now?
Right now, we're about to start a ground cherry jam that do a little experimentation with that. And we're doing green tomato chutney, strawberry orange blossom honey, blueberry lemon verbena, and a raspberry rose water jam.
Oh, that sounds really great. Where do you get your recipes or your ideas for what you do, what you make?
From a lot of different places. I really like using floral herbs that aren't very popular, like the rose water and orange blossom water and scented geranium leaves, things like that. So I just try and find good flavor combinations, mostly based around the herbs I want to use.
Oh, that's great. Sounds delicious. Thanks for coming in, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
Kelly Geary owns the company Sweet Deliverance and teaches canning classes at Brooklyn Kitchen Labs. To learn more about canning and to get recipes, go to the culture page at WNYC.org.